played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
G-R-O-S, how red, great. Those were the days.
Yo tengo un escritorio.
Yo tengo un escritorio. I have a desk.
Archie enters.
Yo tengo un libro.
Yo tengo un libro. I have a book.
Good, Michael. Yo tengo un cuarto.
Yo tengo un cuarto. I have a room.
You got a cuarto for which you don't pay no rent, though.
Archie smirks down at Michael and Gloria on the couch.
What are you learning yourself Spanish for, anyhow? Ain't English good enough, yes?
Fine, Arch. When do you want to start learning that?
Dry up, huh? Didn't you hear the bellow go ringo?
He opens the door.
Good evening. May I?
No.
Reluctantly, Archie opens it again.
Listen, sonny boy, you're working yourself through school. Work the other side of the street, huh? Because we got no use for no magazines here.
I'm not selling magazines. I'm an investigator for the United States government.
Archie's gaze falters slightly.
You, the government?
Right. Name's Bradford. You Mr. Bunker?
Oh, yeah, sir.
Right. May I come in?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you come on in, Mr. Bradford. Certainly. Step right in the house. Listen, I'm sorry for calling you Sonny Boy over there, but, you know, you look so young and all that...
Right. I get that a lot.
Oh, you do, huh?
Mr. Bradford's smile disappears.
This is my son-in-law by marriage, Michael Stewart. There's my daughter, Gloria, there. This is Mr. Bradford, an investigator for the United States government.
Hello, Mr. Bradford.
Sit down, will you, Mr. Bradford? Here, take that chair there. That's the best one in the house.
He gestures to his chair.
Tell us what we can do for you.
I'd appreciate it if I could ask you a few questions.
Certainly ask anything you like.
I believe you know Mr. Larry Grundy.
Larry Grundy, Wait a minute, why?
You work together in the same plant. He lives just across the street.
Yeah, Larry Grundy from across the street. Yeah, well, we bunk into each other every now and then.
Daddy, you're making Mr. Grundy sound like a stranger, and you've known him for at least 15 years.
Yeah, I always thought he's one of your best friends.
Well, you
is he?
Huh?
One of your best friends.
Well, I got a lot of best friends, Mr. Bradford. I mean, some of them I don't hardly even know.
Mr. Bradford takes notes.
Is Larry Grundy in some kind of, trouble?
Not at all. This is just a routine investigation.
Mr. Bradford smiles at Archie, who frowns with concern.
Well, that's good.
Now, would you say Mr. Grundy is a man of good character?
Hey, wait a second, Arch. You don't have to answer that question. I mean, this guy just can't walk in here, flash a badge, and start prying into people's characters.
Dummy up, will you? This is the government. The government can do whatever it wants. Don't you know that?
Arch, he's violating the Bill of Rights. It's against the Constitution.
Don't be bothering the U.S. government with the Constitution.
Mr. Bradford keeps writing.
Why, you afraid the government might read it? Even though the war's unconstitutional.
Don't write that down, Mr. Bradford. Anyway, he's talking about another war, an old war, 1812, the one between the states.
Archie, this guy can't just walk
Will
in.
Will you and Gloria just go and finish what you was doing upstairs?
We weren't doing anything upstairs.
Well, then go on upstairs and start something. Huh? just sit there and study your book. Hiya, Edith. Hey, Edith, we got a visitor over here. Come here. Mr. Bradford, I'd introduce you to my wife. This is Mrs. Edith Bunker here. Edith, this is Mr. Bradford, an investigator for the federal government.
Oh, how do you
do, Mr. Bradford.
Hello there.
Sit down, Mr. Bradford. You don't have to stand up for reading.
He sits.
Archie, they was having a sale at Macy's, and I got your Fruit of the Loom underwear for half price.
We did not know.
They call them irregulars, but I couldn't find nothing irregular about it.
Can you wait till later?
It's just that some of them have these little red hearts.
Archie stuffs the boxers back in Edith's bag and shoos her away.
She's a little bit on a dingbat, son. Edith, Mr. Bradford don't want to investigate nobody's underwear. He's investigating a neighbor of ours, Larry Grundy.
Oh, I knew this was going to happen.
What?
He left his garbage cans out all week.
That ain't it.
Well, that's how it piles up if you don't keep after it.
Would you stipe me to suck and scram out of here?
She scurries off.
Now, Mr. Bradford, what'd you want to know about Larry Grundy?
Right. Ever notice the sort of newspapers and books he reads?
Careful, Arch. If he reads, it's probably a mark against him.
Will you button your face? Hey, Edith, the last time you and me was over by Grundy's, did you notice what kind of books he's got on the shelves?
I don't remember no shelves.
Well, there you are. No shelves, no books. I think he's okay.
That's the back door. I'll get it.
Right.
Now, do you know Mr. Grundy belongs to any organizations?
Oh, well, let's see. Well, there's our bowling team there. Then there's the American Legion, the Knights of Columbus. But don't hold that last one against him there, you see, because, he's one of your good Catholics. You don't bother with it.
Edith returns.
Archie, can I see you for a minute?
Edith, please, I'm working with Mr. Bradford.
It's important.
All right, Mr. Bradford, excuse me just a minute, huh? What is it?
Larry Grundy. He's in the kitchen.
A little emergency in the kitchen there, Mr. Bradford.
Right.
In the kitchen, Larry's trembling.
What are you doing here?
Archie, you got a guy in here asking questions about me, a G-man.
You're telling me?
Well, level with me, Archie. Why is he investigating me?
Larry, don't you know why?
No, I ain't done nothing. He's talking to everybody in the neighborhood, the Spencers, the Gutmans. Who knows what they're saying about me?
What did you say about me? I just said that you was a member of, Larry. In the bowling team, the Legion, the Knights of Columbus, that's all.
Well, there's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah, yeah, unless you joined something I don't know nothing about.
No!
The guy is right in there.
I'm going to talk to that guy myself.
Hold it. Get back here. Bad move, Larry, because I don't think that you and me should be seen together, you know?
What are you, turning on me?
No. Larry.
Archie, you're not forgetting best buddies,
never,
are you?
Never, never.
All them times fishing together, you know, on Schoon Lake and Sheep's Head Bay on my uncle's boat, you know, remember?
Hold it, Larry. What? Your uncle, now. How much do you really know about your uncle?
Archie!
He went to Europe one year.
You are turning on me.
No. I ain't Larry, best buddy, still, always. I mean, you say you don't know what the investigation's about. I buy that. You say you ain't got nothing to hide. I buy that. But Larry, see, I ain't the guy you got to sell. Now, this investigator's going to be wondering why I'm in here so long. So I tell you what you better do. You go on home, see, and take it easy. I mean, you know, lay low. And don't call me up, Larry. I'll get in touch with you, huh?
But Archie. Your
best buddies, Larry. Don't worry. I ain't going to say nothing bad about you.
Mm. Well, yeah. And thanks, Archie.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And Larry, you better get a lawyer.
Archie leaves him.
Here I am back now. Edith, get out of the chair.
Archie takes Edith's seat next to Mr. Bradford.
So, where was we, Mr. Bradford?
Right. Now, as to his use of intoxicants, how would you describe Mr. Grundy's drinking habits?
He seldom buys. But I tell you, Mr. Bradford, like I said before, we only bump into each other now and then. There ain't no real, you know, what do you call, connection there between us.
Right. Thank you very much, Mr. Bunker. You've been most helpful.
Not at all, Mr. Bradford. I'm always pleased to save my government like any loyal American. But hold it just a minute. Level with me. Is Grundy in trouble?
Not at all.
He grins again. Then turns and leaves as Archie closes the door, wide-eyed.
Grundy is in trouble.
just said he wasn't.
That man is from the FBI, isn't he?
Oh, Archie didn't say he was from the FBI.
He's a government investigator. What else is that?
But Ephraim Zimbalist always comes right out and says, I'm from the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
That's when they're going to shoot somebody, Ian. When they just conduct an investigation, asking questions, they don't bother with all that stuff. Oh, no. Larry Grundy isn't a jam.
Daddy, just because they're asking questions doesn't mean he did anything.
Hold it. Don't answer the phone. I'll get that. That might be the government again. Hello? Oh, McNabb, what do you want? McNabb, what are you whispering about anyway, huh? You got an investigator over there? One of them just left here. Hey, listen, Jimmy, you know, just between you and I, why are they asking questions about Larry Grundy? They're asking questions about me. What the hell for? Jimmy, I ain't done nothing. Listen, I'm going to come right over there now. What? What do you mean? Maybe we ought to be seen together. Hey, listen, McNabb. Hey, Jim. Jim! This creep hung up on me.
What is it, Archie?
They're investigating me, Edith.
What for?
I don't know what for. McNabb says there's an investigator over his house asking questions about me.
That's crazy. First Mr. Grundy and now you?
Grundy, that's it. He's up to his neck in something. They know I'm his best buddy. They think I'm in it with him.
In what?
Whatever it is he's in, meathead, how the hell do I know?
Daddy, I think you're getting uptight over nothing.
Nothing? What do you mean, nothing? You call that nothing? Investigators going around the neighborhood asking all your neighbors about you? You should have heard McNabb on the phone there. Nervous? That dumb Mickey's so scared he'll tell him anything. Now, when they get to old man Bellini, oh, Bellini, why did I have to call that Dago a Dago?
Archie, how can your friends hurt you?
By spilling everything they know, Edith.
But there ain't nothing to spill. You ain't done nothing.
It's only my word against the FBI's.
So? The FBI can't do nothing to you.
How do you know that?
Because you're innocent.
But of what, Edith? Of what?
Horror-stricken, Archie stares at Edith. Archie peers out the window.
Archie, aren't you going to eat your dinner?
I ain't got no appetite, Edith. Forget about dinner.
Can I have your portion, Arch?
Archie turns sharply to Michael and fixes him with a cold, hard glare.
You know, I think you'd eat through a tidal wave. Lionel said he was coming over here. What's keeping him, anyhow?
He said he'd run over as soon as the investigator left his house.
Oh, jeez, that ain't mortifying. The government checking me out with the coloreds.
So worried about, Arch. I mean, investigation has become the new American way of life. Everybody's doing it. The Army, the Navy, the Senate, banks and businesses, every little credit bureau investigates.
Hire a hall, will you? This ain't no little credit bureau of investigation. This is the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Are they still out there, Archie?
Sure, I didn't look out there.
Oh, I don't see nobody.
Of course you don't, ain't it? The FBI guys are experts at keeping themselves hidden.
Then how do you know they're watching?
Edith, when they ain't watching, you can see them. And when you can't see them, they're watching. You see?
Oh.
She furrows her brow and nods.
Them FBI guys are damn tricky.
Oh, come on, Daddy. You don't really believe the FBI has you under constant surveillance, do you?
Sure he does, Gloria. Why else would he put the flag out front at 8 o'clock at night?
Archie stares at him bitterly. Then taps his chest.
Because I love the flag.
Sure you do, Arch. It's useful, too. That way you can spot the FBI guys when they come out of the bushes to salute.
You better keep filling your face over there. You're eating for two, you know. Hey, you see that empty house next to Rizzo's there?
Yeah.
You see the open window there? Was that window open yesterday?
Gee, I don't know what you're talking about.
Edith, they put guys into houses like that to watch 24 hours a day to run high-power spectaculars.
Hey, that's right, Arch. Yeah. I hear they got listening devices, too. You better be very careful what you say. They probably get the whole house bugged.
Yeah, they could have the... No, what are you talking about?
They couldn't do that without nobody knowing. What do you say a stupid thing like that for, anyhow? Letting your imagination go crazy when you're talking about bugs. There ain't no such thing around.
Archie checks under his chair cushion.
Did you lose something, Archie?
No, I didn't lose nothing either.
No, he's just looking for bugs.
Bugs? There ain't no bugs in this house. I spread the roach paste around last week.
Bug-eyed, Archie crinkles up his face.
Why are you torturing me?
Oh, Mom, I'm talking about microphones. See, the FBI can plant those things anyplace.
Keep your voice down. Let's not get nobody sore at us, huh?
Oh, I think it's too late for that, Arch. I mean, if Bradford planted a bug when he was here, I mean, they've heard everything you said since then.
I ain't said nothing since then.
Well, I don't know. You said the FBI's tricky. That could be very damaging.
I ain't never been nothing but a patriotic citizen as long as I've been alive. And I've been a number one loyal fan of J. Edgar Hoover, the greatest commie catcher of them all. And remember where you all heard that? From Archie Bunker, 704 Hauser Street, veteran of the big war.
He shouts into the bottom of a statue. Edith scratches her head.
Why was you talking into the camera?
Your voice down.
Why was you talking into the camera?
Keep your voice down!
They can plant microphones anywhere. They got microphones as small as an olive or a raisin. Hey, Arch, look at this.
Huh? That looks like a butt.
It is. I just tore it off my sleeve.
Are you trying to make a monkey out of me?
Oh, you're doing it to yourself, Daddy, acting scared and guilty, worrying about hidden microphones.
The FBI is investigating your farm. The belly, that's the door. Edith, but wait a minute, it might be another one of them G-men, see? So don't say anything until you're sure who it is. I mean, these guys can disguise themselves as anything. Go ahead, I'll be up here.
All right.
She opens the door.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Bunker.
Oh, it's Lionel, I think.
Lionel joins Archie in the living room.
What took you so long? What happened, Lionel?
Well, this agent came over to our house and he said he had to question all your close friends.
Close friends? Who'd he talk to over your house?
Well, the whole family. We's close friends, ain't we?
Yeah, well, I know that, Lionel, but tell me what the man said, huh?
Well, he asked if you were a loyal American, if you took more than a social drink, do you read much? Did we ever hear you discuss politics?
Yeah, but now, Lionel, what did you say?
Oh, let me see. Yes, no, no, yes, maybe.
Oh, the Lionel! Right? Tell me what was asked and what you answered.
Well, there was nothing to it, really. I mean, we know what you are, and we told him.
Archie grimaces.
Lionel, just give me a for instance on that, huh?
Well, we said you were 100% behind the Constitution.
Which I am.
100% behind civil rights.
Which I hold.
Well, you are for civil rights, aren't you?
Lionel, that depends. I mean, it depends on what the man said when you told him that I said that. Well, what'd he say?
Oh, he said, right.
He mimics Mr. Bradford's smile.
Then you mean the FBI thinks I'm for the colors?
Oh, well, it don't matter if you are or not. We said you was. And when we say something nowadays, they listen.
Archie stares at Lionel incredulously.
Why, Mr. Bunker?
Why, Lionel? Wasn't that sweet of the Jeffersons giving you a nice recommendation?
The FBI better think it's nice or I'll be wearing my Fruit of the Loom drawers in Leavenworth.
Larry enters from the kitchen dressed in his Legion uniform.
Anyone home besides family?
Larry, did anybody see you coming in here?
No, I snuck in the back way.
What is this with the uniform?
I got bugle practice tonight over at the Legion Hall.
What are you trying to prove? Since when do you have to wear a uniform to bugle practice?
Since you started flying your flag at night. You ain't kidding nobody, Bunker, because I know there was a G-man over at McNabb's today investigating you.
Investigate me because I was best buddies with you.
Was is right.
Was is what I said.
Hey, come on, you guys. You're letting this thing snowball. I mean, all this fear and suspicion's crazy.
He's the one that's crazy. He's calling me un-American.
The FBI done that. It ain't my fault if you're a subversive.
Me? A two-time commander of American Legion Post 3201, a subversive?
Benedict Arnold was an admiral, and he was as subversive as a termite.
Listen, you, I fought for my country, Purple Heart, wounded in action.
Wounded in action? You was wounded trying to open up a beer can in a PX.
It was during the war, wasn't it?
Listen, I got war decorations, too, and real ones.
You want me to get your good conduct medal?
Say, out it is. And I want to tell you something else. I don't have to dress up no uniform like a tin soldier to prove that I'm American.
You're attacking the American Legion.
No, I ain't, buddy. I'm attacking you. I should have known there was something a little bit funny about you tonight. You come into Kelsey's bar with that weird old pal of yours.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Petey. Petey, the guy with the strawberry burl on the side of his nose. He's always covering up with talcum powder. Petey, the white-nosed commie.
Commie?
That's right, and you are his pal.
Listen, don't you point at me, not with what you got living in your house.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this subversive radical here.
Hey, wait.
You got him living with you, and what does that make you? You long-haired freak.
Hey!
You keep away from me. You keep away from me. I seen you walking right down the middle of the street carrying those peace signs right out in the open. Peace this and peace that. That down with war, all kinds of un-American slogans.
Sorry, Command, I didn't know that peace was on the subversive list.
Hear that, Tommy, talk? Now, that's a dangerous subversive.
You're nuts, Grundy. The kid's stupid, but he ain't dangerous.
Michael glances at Gloria.
No, you can't weasel out of this. You got a pinko subversive living under your own roof, and you're as bad as he is.
Listen, you want to step outside?
And he talks.
Oh, no,
keep away from me. Keep away from me. You step outside with me, you're going to be the sorriest white man living.
There ain't never been a day I couldn't take you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're both acting like children and such good friends.
Don't try to hold me back, Edith. I'm going to have to be dug out of this guy.
Oh, I'm waiting, Bunker.
You are, huh?
Yeah.
You're ready, huh?
Yeah.
You're ready to go, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I take off that uniform. I ain't going to fight against the American uniform.
If I take off this uniform, you're in big trouble.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Go on, take it off right now.
Well, first I gotta go to bugle practice, don't I?
Listen, you better be on your way, or they'll be blowing taps for you, bugler. Hit the trail.
I ain't moving an inch until I get back my fishing rods, which I loaned you last summer.
Answer that phone. You want back the fishing rods you loaned to me last summer, huh? Well, I'll give them to you. They're right in the closet. Here. Take them. And when you get them home, you know what you can do with them, hooks and all.
The two men stare each other down.
Archie, it's about the investigation. It's Mr. Hopper, your shop steward.
Hopper, the shop?
Archie takes the phone from Edith.
Hiya, Billy, Archie here. What's up? Huh? No kidding. Yeah, I understand, Billy. Yeah, sure. Thanks for calling me up. Yeah, bye-bye.
What is it, Archie?
That's Billy Hopper, the shop steward. He's been calling up all the guys from down at work. It's about this investigation. He said it ain't the FBI doing it at all. It's the Air Force. It's because of some defense contract we had down at plant.
Defense contract? Oh, yeah, them little gizmos we was making that looked like a bottle cap with a tail on it. That was for the Air Force.
Yeah.
We finished off that contract 6 months ago.
Yeah. That's what Billy reminded him. So the Union called up the Air Force and they dropped the whole thing like that.
And all this snooping was for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, ain't that wonderful? Then you two can stop fighting. You can be best buddies again. Can't you?
Edith stands between the men. Archie slowly turns to Larry, who glares back before turning and marching toward the front door. Larry exits the house. Edith, mortified, turns to Archie. He glances back at her, then heads to his favorite chair.
Ah, well, he
sits.
All that best buddy stuff. It's all for kids, anyhow.
The family exchanges grim looks behind him.
Hey, Arch, listen to this. We've been doing some research on some of the people that have been investigated by the government in the last year.
Yeah, Daddy, you're in good company. Congressmen, senators, Supreme Court judges.
Did you hear that, Archie? How about that?
Yeah. Well, Dr. Spock, Huey Newton, Father Berrigan, Abby Hoffman, Jerry Rubin.
Sitting in his favorite chair, Archie sneers. Directed by John Rich, written by Michael Ross and Bernie West and Susan Harris. Script supervision, Norman Lear, Don Nickel. Associate producer, George Turpin.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Mike Evans as Lionel. Graham Jarvis as Larry Grundy. John Corks as Mr. Bradford. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved. A Viacom presentation.